Finding childcare is hard for lots of families in Washington, but finding childcare that can accommodate the early and late hours of construction work can be close to impossible. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports on how Pierce County's Labor Council is trying to solve that.
I'm walking around the empty halls and classrooms of Tacoma's Willard Elementary School. With me is a group of people pretty excited about this empty space, because it won't be empty for long. We're here on a tour.
This area right here, we're going to close this off so it's a secure entry for the child care center, pretty much about right here.
Nath Lauber is the secretary treasurer for the Pierce County Central Labor Council. The council is planning to buy the old school. Then they will remodel it and turn it into a child care center for people beginning their careers in the building trades.
We want to make sure that we develop a program for non-standard hours child care that works. And so we're going to start with the building trade sector because that makes the most sense.
Lauber says those workers have a hard time completing their hours for their apprenticeship because there aren't places for them to take their kids while they're working. I'm walking around the space with Lauber while he is taking some local labor leaders on a tour. One of them is Amber Glennon. She's an organizer and member of the Laborers International Union of North America, Local 252. That union represents workers in the building trades. Glennon got her start through the union's apprenticeship. She's also a single mom.
I have one child.
One child?
Yeah.
How
yep. old? She's nine.
So how do you navigate child care?
Well, I currently still live with my parents so they can get her up and get her to school and bring her home from school. If I didn't have my daughter, I would live on my own, but because I do, I live with them.
Glennon says she's lucky to have her parents to help, but without them, there's really no other option.
So this to me is like warming my heart so much because I know that there's going to be so many families that are going to benefit from this building and be able to continue their careers and have way more opportunities.
Over a 24-hour period, the Labor Council says the building should be able to serve over 200 kids.
So it's gonna open a lot of doors. It makes me want to cry, like, walking around here. So yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Child care can be a real barrier for people trying to start their careers and get through their apprenticeships. Lisa Forsberg is a business representative with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 76. She is also chair of the union's women's committee.
A lot of times what I hear from our training center is that, oh, I can't be dispatched past a certain radius from my house because of child care, or I can't work a full day because I have to pick up my kid because of how they're trying to manage their child care.
Forsberg says that can delay people from getting their licensing, making higher wages, or even qualifying for health care. Getting the project up and running hinges on the governor's budget. The council has asked for $5 million to buy the building and do upgrades. If that works out, Lauber thinks it will take about a year to make those improvements. As Glennon walks through the empty building, she can see it all coming together.
I get emotional because it's amazing. I wish that this would have been an option when I was an apprentice, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to help so many people, men and women, all of us.
I'm Lauren Gallup in Tacoma.